Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. This program marks our 6th anniversary. I've been exploring the music of women composers with you since the first week of January 2000, and I look forward to continuing this adventure in the new year. As I did on the very first broadcast of Into the Light, and as I have done on each anniversary, I'll fill this program with orchestral music. We'll hear works by Ethel Smythe, Germaine Taillefer, Deborah Drattle, Suzanne Joly, Amy Reich, and Joelle Wallach. We'll begin with the rousing overture to the opera The Wreckers by the English composer Ethel Smythe. She lived from 1858 to 1944. Smythe studied in Leipzig, and The Wreckers was first produced at Leipzig in 1906. Smythe worked on it for 3 or 4 years with her librettist, Henry Brewster, the only man she ever loved, and, of all her close friends, the greatest single influence on her. He was author of various philosophical works, an American-born, brought up in France. He asked if he could write the libretto in French, and she agreed, so the opera in a preliminary version entitled Les Naufrageurs had its first performance in France. It reached London as a concert performance in 1908, and finally, in 1909, Thomas Beecham scheduled it twice into his first Covent Garden season, conducted once by himself and once by Bruno Walter. These were real stage performances. The Wreckers is a tale of thwarted love in an isolated seaside community dominated by the church. The villagers who live on the rocky cliffs of Cornwall are fierce and starving, and they survive by means of a terrible tradition sanctioned by the community. They put out the lamp of the lighthouse in stormy weather in order to lure ships to their doom so they can plunder them. This is sanctioned by the local preacher. The preacher's wife, who abhors the violent practice, is in love with a fisherman. The opera ends with the lovers trapped in a sea cave as the rising tide slowly drowns them. I'm going to play you a recording of Ethel Smythe herself conducting the British Symphony Orchestra. It was recorded in May 1930. As such, the recording quality leaves something to be desired, but I want you to hear this performance.